This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Sadly, the great freedom fighter, Nelson Mandela, died at 95 in South Africa, where he and his comrades were able to finally put an end to the minority rule of apartheid. A levee board in southern Louisiana is moving forward to sue 97 oil companies for damage to swamps and wetlands over their governor's opposition. Fast food protests occurred around the country, though there were reports of few actual worker strikers. There were spirited activities at hundreds of locations. Pope Francis has appointed a special panel from the Vatican City to deal with child abuse issues in the Catholic Church. The government of the United Arab Emirates has held 5 men in jail for 8 months already for posting a satirical video on YouTube. China is contemplating revoking the visas of a number of foreign journalists, including many from the New York Times and Bloomberg News. Vice President Biden reported making no progress on these issues. There's a dispute in Guyana between the government and calypso singers over the social protest of their lyrics, leading to a ban from the state radio. A Human Rights Watch report recently released is sharply critical of the loss of rights for prisoners from overzealous, almost blackmailing plea bargaining by prosecutors. A progressive change campaign committee led by leading Democrats, especially Senator Elizabeth Warren, is pushing back at the third way critique of economic populism, issuing such pronouncements as reducing Social Security benefits and opposing raising the minimum wage. More than a dozen Russian diplomats are being investigated for $1.5 million in Medicaid fraud in New York City for taking benefits illegally for births and illnesses. A survey indicates that people believe coffee tastes better if you say it's been organically produced, regardless of whether or not it's really been organically produced. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.